Here I will present an in-depth analysis and reverse engineering of the Tuya battery temperature/humidity sensor implemented on the basis of the Tuya MCU protocol, i.e., having a separate microcontroller, always on, but using sleep mode, and a Wi-Fi module. Its power supply activates the MCU when you need to report the status. Here, I will show the protocol of this product, including variable roles, DPID Tuya MCU, its schematic. And finally, I will change its firmware to free it from the cloud and pair it with Home Assistant. The theme was created in collaboration with @DDMRAs. We worked on the sensor remotely. I led the activities, and a colleague did packet capture, PCB analysis, and drawing its schematic, as well as final tests with Home Assistant. Sensor purchase. It is one of the most popular sensors of this type in the network. It is available in Zigbee and Wi-Fi versions. Here we discuss the Wi-Fi version. You can buy it for several dozen zlotys. Below is a screenshot of an example auction. I do not even discuss the Tuya application and pairing. It has been described many times. Here we will focus on technical details and firmware changes. Instructions for pairing with the Smart Life application. If we want to use an open source sensor, it is unnecessary for us. The inside of the sensor, we look inside. What do we see first? This is a device based on Tuya MCU. We have a separate Wi-Fi module, CB3S, i.e. BK7231N, and a microcontroller. Tuya MCU is a UART-based protocol through which this MCU communicates with the Wi-Fi module. CB3S pinouts are known. Pin number, symbol, I/O type functions, 1 RST, low-level reset, high-level active, the pin has been pulled high internally, correspond to CEN of the IC. 2. ADC3, AI ADC pin, which corresponds to P23 of the IC. 3. CENI, enabling pin, which is pulled high internally to be compatible with other modules. 4. P14IO, a common GPIO interface, which corresponds to P14 of the IC. 5. P26IO, GPIO P26, which corresponds to P26 of the IC, PWM, 5. 6. P24IO, GPIO P24, which corresponds to P24 of the IC, PWM 4. 7. P6IO, GPIO P6, which corresponds to P6 of the IC, GWM 0. 8. VCC, P, power supply pin, 3.3 volts. 9. Ground, P, power supply reference ground. 10. P9IO, GPIO P9, which corresponds to P9 of the IC, PWM 3. 11. TXD2IO, UART2 TXD, used to display the module internal information, which corresponds to P0 of the IC. 12. CSN-IO, production test control pin. If it is used as a common I/O pin, it must be connected to the VCC externally. Do not connect it to the ground before the module is powered on. 13. P8-IO, GPIO P8, which corresponds to P8 of the IC, PWM2. 14. P7-IO, GPIO P7, which corresponds to P7 of the IC, PWM1. 15. RXD1-IO, UART1-RXD, user serial interface, which corresponds to P10 of the IC. Do not connect it to the VCC. By default, the MCU serial port should be in low level or high impedance state. 16. TXD1-IO, UART1-TXD, user serial interface, which corresponds to P11 of the IC. Do not connect it to the VCC. By default, the MCU serial port should be in low level or high impedance state. 17. ADC3AI, not recommended. If needed, please use pin 2. ADC port, which corresponds to P23 of the IC. Programmed SPI. 18. P22IO, not recommended. GPIO P22, which corresponds to P22 of the IC. Programmed SPI. 19. CSN-IO. The pull-up resistor is needed during usage of customers. Do not connect it to the ground before the module is powered on. Correspond to P21 of the IC. 20. P20-IO, not recommended, GPIO P20, which corresponds to P20 of the IC, programmed SPI, 21NC-22NC-. The MCU has not been identified, but this is how they are connected in general. It's just that in the case of Tuya MCU in battery devices, the MCU additionally controls the power supply of the Wi-Fi module. Here is the diagram, drawn by a friend. ESP12 in the diagram is illustrative. In fact, it is CB3S. The CB3S power supply is controlled by the MCU via a MOSFET. The Wi-Fi module communicates with the MCU via UART through the Tuya MCU protocol. The MCU itself reads the measurements from the SHT30 via I2C. You can even see the pull-up resistors. So what?